brought to you by Penguin.
Anthrovision: How Anthropology Can Explain Business and Life, by Gillian Tett. Read by Imogen Church. Dedicated to the memory of Ruth Winifred Tett and Catherine Ruth Gilly Tett, who both took joy from the familiar, but were always curious about strange. The least questioned assumptions are often the most questionable. Paul Broca. Research is formalized curiosity. It is poking and prying with a purpose. Zora Neale Hurston. Preface. The other AI, or anthropology intelligence. The last thing a fish would ever notice would be water. Ralph Linton. I sat in a drab Soviet hotel room in May 1992. Gunfire rattled the windows. Across the room, on a bed with a nasty brown blanket, sat Marcus Warren, a British journalist. We had been trapped in the hotel for hours as battles raged on the streets outside in Dushanbe, the capital city of Tajikistan. We had no idea how many had died.
"What did you do in Tajikistan before?" Marcus asked me as we nervously listened to the fighting.
Until a year earlier, this mountainous country bordering Afghanistan had seemed a permanent and peaceful part of the Soviet Union. But in August 1991, the Soviet regime had collapsed. That dissolution had propelled the country to independence and sparked a civil war. Marcus and I were there as reporters, respectively for the Daily Telegraph and the Financial Times. But my background was weird. Before I joined the Financial Times, I had been based in Tajikistan doing research for a PhD in anthropology, that oft-ignored and sometimes derided branch of the social sciences that studies culture and society. Like generations of earlier anthropologists, I had engaged in fieldwork, which meant immersing myself in a high mountain village a three-hour bus ride from Dushanbe. I lived with a family. The aim was to be an insider-outsider, to observe the Soviet villagers at close quarters and study their culture in the sense of their rituals, values, social patterns, and semiotic codes. I explored questions such as, what did they trust? How did they define a family? What did Islam mean? How did they feel about communism? What defined economic value? How did they organize their space? In short, what did it mean to be human in Soviet Tajikistan?
So, what exactly did you study? Marcus asked.
Marriage rituals, I replied.
Marriage rituals? Marcus exploded, hoarse from exhaustion. What the hell is the point of that?
His question masked a bigger one. Why would anyone go to a mountainous country that seemed weird to Westerners and immerse herself in an alien culture to study it? I understood his reaction. As I later admitted in my doctoral thesis, with people dying outside on the streets of Dushanbe, studying marriage rituals did sound exotic, if not irrelevant. This book has a simple aim: to answer Marcus's question and show that the ideas emanating from a discipline that many people think wrongly studies only the exotic are vital for the modern world. The reason is that anthropology is an intellectual framework that enables you to see around corners, spot what is hidden in plain sight, gain empathy for others, and fresh insight on problems. This framework is needed more than ever now as we grapple with climate change, pandemics, racism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?